Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Billy Hoover. And guess what? We're going to talk about ragbri. So good morning to you, Billy.
Good morning, LaVon.
Billy, last night I understand you had a meeting to train volunteers. Tell us a little bit about how that all went for you.
Very well. It's always tough to get a large group of people together, but I would say we probably had 150
wow.
to 180 of our volunteers last night. We got together and went over the different aspects of ragbri and what our volunteers can expect. And obviously, they're the ambassadors for our community when the bikers and our overnight guests come to town. So we just shared the information that, you know, we want them to be able to share with our out-of-town guests. And then also then we obviously broke out into the different areas that they'll be specifically volunteering for, so that we could get more of the nitty-gritty for their specific mm-hmm. duties as ragbri comes to town.
Are there any more volunteers needed? If somebody said, I thought about it and I haven't done anything about it, can you still use a few more?
We sure can. Our areas of need currently, we've got some spots available that we're looking to fill for our information center, and those are at the high school and the community building, and that would be in an air-conditioned environment.
Yes.
So that might be appealing with the heat that we've had. I think they're looking for some coverage, you know, in the afternoon, 3 to 6, 6 to 9, and if somebody is a night owl, we've got a 9 p.m. to midnight, some slots we're hoping to fill. And that's really kind of the hub. If folks have questions on finding directions, where are the showers located, and those things.
And
I
assume you have like a notebook or whatever. You don't have to know all of that stuff right now, that there'll be some resources there for.
Correct. We've got a map that will be printed and available for handout, and it's very informative. It shows where the campground locations are, where the shower facilities are, what the food availability is, and even what some of those vendors are choosing to serve. We've got our churches listed here on what they're providing. So there is a nice resource of information. We don't expect the volunteers to have to memorize anything.
Good. That's a good point to start from, that's for sure. And then, you know, a lot of people who might volunteer and who have volunteered, I think, probably just know about the area a little bit. So they'd have their own resources to call on. But it's good to have that basic thing to start with.
Absolutely. And, you know, LaVon, most of the folks, you know, you don't necessarily have to be a longtime Atlantic resident to be able to provide
sure.
a helping hand or a friendly voice to somebody sure. who's kind of got that lost look in their eyes.
And when you think about it, we could talk about this a little more, but think about where all people are coming from. Yeah, there's bound to be some lost people and some first-timers, which I can't imagine jumping into this for the first time because there would be so many things to know. And we may come back to that. But some other areas that you might need help.
Yes, some of the other nice areas, we kind of are calling that our shuttle stop hospitality. We're going to be running shuttle vans to help transport Atlantic citizens and the bikers kind of throughout town. And we are positioning some of our volunteers at those drop points, which happen to be what we're looking for now would be at Hy-Vee, Middle School, and the downtown area. And this is a great way to sit and visit with the riders as they come in. And it's a place for the riders to go if they've got some questions or if they're looking for some basic directions.
Okay. Now, that seems, Billy, to me, what you mentioned, getting to sit and visit with people, that would seem to me, whatever you volunteer for, that's one of the big advantages is getting to meet some folks, interesting people who are coming from a lot of different places.
Absolutely. You know, it's a great opportunity to meet other people. And really, the whole idea behind ragbri is it's a bunch of riders getting together, and they want to experience small-town Iowa. So they want to visit with our citizens as well because they want to know what life in Atlantic is like. And as the ambassadors, our Atlantic citizens actually get to showcase our community and talk about the wonderful things, you know, that make Atlantic what it is.
Okay. Now, the shuttle job, that would be a sit-down job mostly?
Yes,
okay.
It sure would. And so that would be appealing for some folks.
Okay, very good.
Some other areas of need that we have would be, we're kind of calling that in our safety and traffic control, but really what it is we're going to position some volunteers near the campsite areas or some low-risk intersections. And really what this is that helps the bikes and the vehicles interface with each other. So, you know, if we need to kind of wait and stop some of the vehicles so that we can let some of the bikes come through. But it's not an arduous task by any stretch. And, you know, local law enforcement is obviously going to be navigating the higher volume intersections, and so this is kind of a low-risk area.
Okay, but if you ever wanted to be a traffic cop, or I'm thinking about some of those things I've seen on TV where they have all these unusual waves and so on, hey, this would be your chance at a low-risk time.
Absolutely, and you know, I think they'll even provide an orange vest for you.
All right.
Some other areas that we have, during the day on Sunday, we've got four main campsites. We've got it at the high school, and we've got it at the middle school, Washington Complex, the campgrounds, and Heritage House. And we're looking for some groups or even families to help us at the high school, the fairgrounds, and the middle school locations. And throughout the day, probably, you know, later in the afternoon, and it's a family-friendly task, they can kind of help us change out maybe some of the trash bags and just kind of help things stay tidy, and also keep the restroom stocked with toilet paper.
Okay, doesn't sound like a very exciting job, perhaps. But again, you still have a chance to meet people. And hey, when you do jobs like that and you do them as a family or as a group, it can be fun.
Absolutely, absolutely. And still, you know, there's a little bit of work involved, obviously, with any of the things that a person signs up for. However, I think networking with the out-of-town people is probably the biggest benefit.
Sure, wherever you are. Okay.
And then the other thing is we've got some folks. You know, we've been very fortunate. We've had a lot of people step up and volunteer, and so we're very close to filling the needs that we have. We've got some folks that say, you know, Billy, I'm just not sure whether or not I can commit. I think I'm going to be available, but I'm just not sure what time. We're also looking for what we would call on-call volunteers. So it's a list of folks that we can call if somebody happens to call and say, Billy, I can't make my 3-to-6 shift because I'm ill or one of my children has an issue. And so we're also looking for some folks that might be willing to be on call for us.
Okay. Now, if people want to volunteer, what should they do today or
the
tomorrow?
The easiest way, you know, we're 5 days out, so the best way is probably contact the chamber office, mm-hmm. either stop down or give them a call. They'll put them in contact or let us know, and we'll get back with that person. Otherwise, a great way would be the online registration, and the website for that would be www.atlanticiowa.com/ragbri.
Very good. Phone, computer, whatever works, just do it and don't miss out on the fun that's out there as a possibility.
Absolutely. You know, we really hope to see everyone come out and help in showing off the Atlantic experience and make this one to be remembered for our guests.
Mm-hmm. Now, this has taken a ton of volunteers that you already have going together from those of you who've, you know, so I'm going to say at the top, who've had to start with all the planning. Did just somebody who wants to do a simple job. It's all important.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's no one that's too old or too young to be able to participate in this.
Okay. Any last-minute words? You've said, you know, this is the showcase. You're an ambassador. You get to visit. Any last other things that you want to mention in terms of traffic or anything that people need to remember?
You know, just remember that it's obviously going to be a very busy time on Sunday. And, you know, if folks are worried about navigating through town, make sure they give themselves extra time to get where they need to go. And they may also consider parking at one of the outlying areas, the campground, Hy-Vee area, and possibly using one of the shuttles to navigate through town. We're fortunate that they're basically running those shuttles as a free will donation. So
okay.
It's an opportunity for folks to be able to get in and around town without having to worry about, you know, driving their vehicle.
Okay. Maybe get all your shopping jobs done. All those jobs, maybe try and get done before Sunday so you can just
that
relax.
That would be a good plan. And also one parting thing I would say is our volunteers will also be able to get a beautiful T-shirt denoting that they're a volunteer, and that also allows them access for free into the food and beverage area. And we've got wonderful entertainment lined up, so we just hope everyone can come out and be a part of it.
One more plus for the volunteers. We want to thank you, big-time volunteer Billy Hoover, and thank you for visiting with us this morning.
And thank you for your time.
Uh-huh. Until next time, here's a thought. For magic to happen in your life, you must believe in magic.